In the summer of 1959, the USA experienced a crisis in poultry farming. Specifically, there was a huge overproduction of eggs, which were selling below their cost of production. Overproduction in economics is another way of saying unsold. In other words, even selling below costs, the eggs were too expensive for most consumers in the economy, and millions of them went unsold. Pressure then grew on the government to do something about this, and so the Department of Agriculture agreed to increase the amount of eggs it purchased. It was already buying 500 million eggs, but now promised to commit to buying more. Of course, the fact that the government were buying all of these eggs in the first place was one of the chief causes of overproduction. The market would have allowed the adjustments to take place to bring overproduction to a halt, allowing some farmers either to go out of business or to downsize. But the politicians of that era considered this to be cruel, and so opted instead artificially to boost demand through direct government purchase. A second hidden reason for the cost price of eggs being so high at this time was that the government had also interfered with wheat farms during this era by providing subsidies for producers of grain and again making direct purchases. By June the 1st, 1959, President Eisenhower had piled up $3 billion worth of wheat. In today's money, that's around $26 billion. It was a supply equal to 2.5 times America's annual domestic needs for wheat. The storage, handling, and interest charges on this wheat cost the American taxpayers an additional $500 million. And the passed on costs to other producers was estimated to be in the region of $6 billion, or about $53 billion in today's money. Grain farmers were growing crops for government storage, not for the market. And the net effect of this policy was to keep the price of wheat artificially high to benefit the wheat farmers at the expense of everyone else. Everyone else included, of course, the poultry farmers whose chickens feed on grain. To make matters worse, knowing that most of this grain would just end up in some government warehouse, many farmers deliberately grew inferior quality wheat in order to take advantage of President Eisenhower's largesse. So the net result of Keynesian interference in agriculture during the 1950s was more expensive wheat at a worse quality than before, more expensive eggs, poultry farmers facing bankruptcy, millions of unsold eggs, as well as millions of tons of food wasting away in government warehouses. As was so often the case, though, these costs were hidden from the public, and the 1960 presidential election between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon saw both candidates falling over themselves to make yet more promises to the farmers, with Kennedy promising income parity for farmers in line with their urban counterparts and a system of mandatory production, while Nixon pledged to increase food prices even higher. The land of the free, ladies and gentlemen. Now get out.